guys, welcome back to Brooke's Books. In this very special episode of the show, a special guest and I will be reviewing our favorite book series ever, Keeper of the Lost Cities by Shannon Messenger. Also, the featured author is Shannon Messenger. Have no idea how long we've been trying to make this episode happen. It's been months of hard, long patience and tears. So many tears. Just kidding, but it's been a long time. We have no emails or comments this episode, so time for you to meet my special guest, my best friend, Camry. And for privacy, this is not her real name, by the way.
Hi!
Welcome to the show!
Thanks. I'm so glad we are finally able to record it. It's taken a long time. Just with busy schedules and the time we tried to do it, the microphone wasn't working.
And then it broke.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we've had introductions, let's talk about how we each found the books and what we like about them.
You can go first. Whee!
Okay, so we were at the library, because obviously I go to the library a lot, and my mom was like, you should read this book. And I was like, I don't know, Mom. It didn't really seem my style. And she's like, what are you talking about? This is right up your alley. And so I was like, no, I'm still not gonna try it. Then we went to the bookstore and I was like, here it is again, the universe is telling you to read it. And so I was like, no. But then next time we went to the library, I was like, okay, Mom, I'll try it. She's like, yes. And so I tried it, I ended up really liking it, and I quickly devoured the rest of the series over the course of 2 years. Granted, they are big books, and I was in the middle of moving. So, anyways, how'd you find it?
Well, so you still, like, didn't, you had moved away. Uh-huh. And so we were, like, virtual friends, basically. So I remember we were on the phone one day, and you were telling me that you were reading this book and how it was so good. And so then I found it at the library, and I started reading it, and I was immediately obsessed. And then you ended up moving back.
Yes, but I remember, like, we were on the phone once, and you showed me your bookshelf, and I remember seeing book one and two, and number two, you had a pink sticky note in it. Like, maybe one third of the way through it. I just remember it.
That's a nice detail. Well, yeah, so it was like, and then, yeah, because I remember the first time that I went to see you again after you moved back was when I had book three with me in the car.
And I remember that there was a dog had chewed on it because she had a puppy at the time. And and it still does. Like, I checked it out maybe, like, a year ago. And I was like, man, some dog chewed on this book. And Tegan's like, that's my dog. I was like, oh. But anyways, what's your favorite character?
Keith.
And what was your favorite part?
When we met Keith.
Obviously.
So, what was your favorite character, and what's your favorite part?
My favorite characters are Sophie, Biana, and Keith. And
Keith!
My favorite part is in book one when Sophie's going to school, because I just love the books where she's in school and they talk about the classes, the homework, the studying, and the whole aspect of it.
Yeah, I really like that part too.
Yeah, and I also like the thinking that, like, kids can have powers and just the whole aspect of having powers. And, like, me and Tegan, we would play Keeper of the Lost Cities games all the time. Like, and we'd act out these characters, act out with the other characters, imagine how they would talk to us, if they were mad at us, if they were our friends, and, like, pretending to eat the foods, and, like, in 8.5, it's half a guide, and so we would look at all the pictures in there and everything.
And in book 8.5, there's also a recipe to make food that they make.
Oh, my God. In there.
And, okay, so this is a funny story. One time, we were trying to make these Malamute cookies, and
a food from the book.
Yeah, and the recipe called for 1.5 cups of flour.
So they didn't have the little slash thing, Bob, or, like, a clear enough space. So we put 11 half cups of flour. It didn't even occur to us that that was a lot of flour.
It didn't.
A lot of math later, a lot of fractions later.
we were able to kind of make the proportion, like, right, and but they still didn't turn out very good.
I mean, they were okay.
Yeah, they were fine. Okay, next.
Okay, so now time for the summary, since we have no emails or comments. Mm-hmm. You can read it.
Okay, Sophie Foster is not normal. Ever since she was 5, she's been able to read minds. She feels so out of place around everybody else, but when Fitz shows up and takes her to a magical world, she finally figures out who she is. Kind of.
Now, normally we do author information, but since Shanna Messenger is actually the featured author today, we're going to save all the good information for the end. But before we move on to part of the first chapter, I forgot to ask Tegan the grand question. So Keith or So Fitz?
So Keith all the way.
So Keith too after reading book 9, and I'm not going to spoil anything else.
Okay. So time for the first chapter.
So, me and Camry are going to be reading about 2 pages, 3 pages each. So, if you hear a pause in the middle, it's because I'm handing the book over to her to read. Okay. Chapter 1. Miss Foster, Mr. Sweeney's nasal voice cut through Sophie's blaring music as he yanked her earbuds out by the cords. Have you decided that you're too smart to pay attention to this information? Sophie forced her eyes open. She tried not to wince as the bright fluorescence reflected off the vivid blue walls of the museum, amplifying the throbbing headache she was hiding. "No, Mr. Sweeney," she mumbled, shrinking under the glares of her now staring classmates. She pulled her shoulder-length blonde hair around her face, wishing she could hide behind it. This was exactly the kind of attention she went out of her way to avoid. Why she wore dull colors and lurked in the back, blocked by the other kids who were at least a foot taller than her. It was the only way to survive as a 12-year-old high school senior. Then perhaps can you explain why you were listening to your iPod instead of following along? Mr. Sweeney held up her earbuds like they were evidence in a crime. Though to him, they probably were. He dragged Sophie's class to the Natural History Museum in Balboa Park, assuming his students would be excited about the all-day field trip. He didn't seem to realize that unless the giant dinosaur replicas came to life and started eating people, no one cared. Sophie tugged out a loose eyelash, a nervous habit, and stared at her feet. There was no way to make Mr. Sweeney understand why she needed the music to cancel the noise. He couldn't even hear the noise. Chatter from dozens of tourists echoed off the fossil-lined walls and splashed around the cavernous room. But their mental voices were the problem. Were the real problem. Chatter from dozens of tourists echoed off the fossil-lined walls and splashed around the cavernous room. But their mental voices were the real problem. Scattered, disconnected pieces of thoughts broadcast straight into Sophie's brain, like being in a room with hundreds of TVs blaring different shows at the same time. They sliced into her consciousness, leaving sharp pains in their wake. She was a freak. It had been her secret, her burden since she fell and hit her head when she was 5 years old. She tried blocking the noise, tried ignoring it. Nothing helped, and she could never tell anyone. They wouldn't understand. "Since you've decided you're above this lecture, why don't you give it?" Mr. Sweeney asked. He pointed to the enormous orange dinosaur with a duckbill in the center of the room. "Explain to the class how the Lamasaurus differs from other dinosaurs we've studied." Sophie repressed a sigh as her mind flashed to an image of the information card in the front of the display. She glanced at it when they entered the museum, and her photographic memory recorded every detail. As she recited the facts, Mr. Sweeney's face twisted into a scowl, and she could hear her classmates' thoughts grow increasingly sour. They weren't exactly fans of their resident child prodigy. They called her Curvebuster. She finished her answer, and Mr. Sweeney grumbled something that sounded like know-it-all. As he stalked off to the exhibit in the next room over, Sophie didn't follow. The thin walls separating the two rooms didn't block the noise, but they muffled it. She grabbed what little relief she could. "Nice job, super freak," Garwin Chang, a boy wearing a t-shirt that said, "Back off, I'm gonna fart," sneered as he shoved past her to join their classmates. "Maybe they'll write another article about you. Child prodigy teaches class about the Lamasaurus." Garwin was still bitter. Yale had offered her a full scholarship. His rejection letter had arrived a few weeks before.
Not that Sophie was allowed to go. Her parents said it was too much attention, too much pressure, and she was too young. End of discussion. So she'd be attending the much closer, much smaller San Diego City College next year. A fact some annoying reporter found newsworthy enough to post in the local paper the day before. Child prodigy chooses City College over Ivy League. complete with her senior photo. Her parents freaked when they saw it. Freaked wasn't even a strong enough word. More than half their roles were to help Sophie avoid unnecessary attention. Front page articles were pretty much their worst nightmare. They'd even called the newspaper to complain. The editor seemed as unhappy as they were. The story was run in place of an article on the arsonist terrorizing the city, and they were still trying to figure out how the mistake had happened. Bizarre fires with white-hot flames and smoke that smelled like burnt sugar took priority over everything. Especially a story about an unimportant little girl who most people went out of their way to ignore, or they used to. Across the museum, Sophie caught sight of a tall, dark-haired boy reading yesterday's newspaper with the embarrassing black-and-white photo of her on the front. Then he looked up straight and stared straight at her. She'd never seen eyes that particular shade of blue before, teal, like the smooth pieces of sea glass she'd found at the beach. And they were so bright they glittered. Something flickered across his expression when he caught her gaze. Disappointment? Before she could decide what to make of it, he shrugged off the display he'd been leaning against and closed the distance between them. The smile he flashed belonged on a movie screen, and Sophie's heart did a weird fluttery thing. "Is this you?" he asked, pointing to the picture. Sophie nodded, feeling tongue-tied. He was probably 15 and by far the cutest boy she'd ever seen. So why was he talking to her? I thought so, he squinted at the picture, then back at her. I didn't realize your eyes were brown. She said, not sure what to say. Why? He shrugged, no reason. Something felt off about the conversation, but she couldn't figure out what it was, and she couldn't place his accent. Kind of British, but different somehow. Crisper? Which bothered her, but she didn't know why.
That already makes you want to reread the series.
Now for the cautions.
There is nothing inappropriate in Keeper of the Lost Cities at all. Besides the violence and kidnapping, it's totally clean. So I'd recommend this book for mature 8-year-olds and up just because of content and reading level.
Finally, time for the featured author,
Shannon Messenger!
Shannon Messenger is amazing. She has one other young adult series called the Skyfall series.
The rest of the books in the KOTLC series, that means Keeper of the Lost Cities.
It's Kotlik!
That's an ongoing argument that we have, but it's obviously KOTLC.
It's obviously Kotlik. My mom even agreed!
The rest of the books in the KOTLC series are Exile, Everblaze, Never Seen, Lodestar, Nightfall, Flashback, Legacy, Unlocked, and the newest book, which came out about 2 or 3 months ago, Cellarloon.
Shannon Messenger is married, and she has a baby son. She also has 3 cats. Time for some fun facts. Shannon Messenger went to school for filmmaking, but then decided she wanted to write books for kids. Keeper of the Lost Cities won the 2017 Middle School Junior High Award.
Ella Enchanted, Lord of the Rings, and X-Men were big inspirations to her books. Rick Riordan is the writer that influenced her the most.
Well, that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned next week for my next episode. Make sure to email me at brooksbooks13@gmail.com for book recommendations, or if you want a shout-out. Bye!